Welcome to Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, bringing you to places of inspiration and giving you ideas to reflect on. Well, Joe, why have you brought me here?
Well, this is another very beautiful Cotswold village called Shilton. It's on the Oxfordshire side of the Cotswolds rather than the Gloucestershire. And we're sitting here before what is known as Shilton Ford. And this is a natural ford that's been here for thousands of years for crossing the river. And you can imagine stagecoaches going across here way before the days of cars. It's a very lovely spot. But today, I've never seen the actual water so low. I think it's because we haven't had any rainfall for a few weeks. Normally, the water level is much, much higher, and it's flowing. And as you can see, in front of us, there's a little stone packhorse bridge. And normally, you can see the water flowing under there, and there's often trout in there. But it's looking a bit sorry today and a bit low.
Yeah. So what tip would you like to share with us today, Joe?
The tip I'd like to share today is one that always springs to mind when I come to this very quiet little spot. And it's always see the funny side. I think in life, there's always little traumas, there's always difficulties, there's always problems to overcome. And sometimes the best way of dealing with those situations is through humour. And I think if you haven't got a very strong sense of humour, then it's more difficult to deal with the little crises that life throws at us every now and then. And the reason I wanted to mention it at this particular point is I've driven through this ford many, many times over the last 20 years. And normally the ford is about ankle deep, maybe a little bit more. And as you saw earlier, Ian, there was a car driving through it quite happily, and I've driven through it quite happily. Well, a couple of years ago, I was driving down the road and I needed to drive through the ford to get to the next village. And I quite happily approached the ford as normal. And I actually got halfway across the ford, and then the car stopped. Do you know why it stopped?
No, go on.
Can you see that marker over there?
Oh, yeah.
Saying 4 feet?
Yeah.
I didn't look at it. Normally, it's 6 inches or 9 inches high.
Oh, you can see the rust level, actually.
You can see the level, yeah.
Yeah.
The day I chose to drive through it and wasn't really looking, there'd been a lot of rain the previous week. And it was at 3 foot. And I got halfway across the ford.
And I should think you floated, didn't you?
And I floated. And the car engine conked out. And I was stuck right in that spot in the middle before the bridge there. And the car would not go forward and it would not go backward. Not only that, water was pouring in under the bottom of the doors. Now, the interesting thing for me was that just by coincidence, one of the houses locally was having some roof repairs done. And there were three builders having a coffee break, leaning over the scaffolding. And as I climbed out of the car, realising that I was completely stuck and the car was filling with water, I noticed they were looking down at me. So I thought, it is no point in cursing, swearing. So I did a little dance in the water, in my trousers and shoes, and I waved to them. And I think they said something like, bit deep that ford, isn't it, mate? And I sort of smiled and I said, yes, it is a bit deep. And I got back in my soaking trousers, got a paperback, phoned the AA to come and pull me out, and happily read a book while the car filled with water. And I thought, sometimes there's nothing you can do but see the funny side. And they were laughing and I was laughing and a few people walking the dogs were laughing. And I think that the whole village came out to see the car that had stupidly driven through this ford.
I don't think they came out to look at the car. They came out to look at you. Look at the idiot.
Probably did. So my tip is sometimes the only thing you can do is see the humour in the worst of all situations, and it gets you through those situations.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, thanks so much for sharing that tip with us, Joe. And if you've got a tip that you'd like to share or a place of inspiration that you'd like to tell us about, then do so. Come along to our website at tiptours.co.uk. It's not quite the end of that tip, actually. We were just about to leave and Joe came and looked at me and smiled and then told me the truth behind. And I think you really ought to share the truth behind
your day here. I think I have to confess, I have to come clean, that although I've driven through this ford many, many times, on the day that the car stopped right in the middle and got flooded, it was the one day I hadn't used my own car, but I'd borrowed my wife's. And for some reason, she didn't seem to share the same sense of humour as I did.
Oh, look, there's something going through the ford right now.
Yeah. And he made it. I didn't.